to God. Likewise, ye also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, say with me, I am dead to sin.
I am dead to sin.
I am dead to sickness.
I
can hear somebody else speak like you're in Africa a little bit. Say, I'm dead to sin.
Dead to sin.
Say, I'm dead to sickness.
I'm dead to sin.
I am dead to lack.
I'm dead to lack.
I am dead to poverty.
I am dead to poverty.
I am dead to failure.
I am dead to failure.
Are you ready this morning?
Yeah.
Take note of that word reckon. From beginning, from chapter 1, verse 1 to this verse 11, everything is said. He said the problem why you do not experience it is tied up in this word reckon. That word reckon. Reckon yourself. Did you see it in your Bible?
Yeah.
Don't look at me as if I break African Bible. Did you see it in your Bible?
Yes.
You see, sometimes I was telling Dr. Jim this morning, I said, sometimes people tell me, oh, we bring gospel to Africa. I said, that is not true. I said, the gospel was in Africa before. I said, number one, Libya was mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
Ethiopia was mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
But Africa lost their gospel.
Yeah.
So it came here. Yeah. And now you are losing it gradually.
We all lose it gradually.
So Africa is bringing it back.
Yeah.
So don't look at me like, oh, you must have come with African Bible. He says, reckon yourself. Reckon. The word reckon, I want to emphasize on it. Reckon yourself. What does it mean? What are you reckoning? Because sometimes you have to study that word and understand. Reckons means to consider yourself. To claim. To count yourself. To think yourself. To place in your account. Reckon yourself to be dead to sin. See, when you are dead to sin, the effect of sin should also go.
Yeah.
Everything that comes in with sin should depart the day sin was dealt with. Sickness came in because of sin. So sickness should go when sin is forgiven. Lack came in with sin. Lack should disappear the day sin disappear. Are you still with me? You say, reckon yourself. Consider yourself. Think yourself. Claim it. Count it that you are no more sick. So a man is as sick as he think. A man is as poor as he think. Consider yourself. Reckon yourself. Claim yourself. Put it in your thoughts that you have been dead to sin. You now live a different life. You now live this life to God in Christ. So as long as you think you are sick, my friend, you are sick. You didn't hear me?
Yeah, come on.
As long as you think you are poor, that is your middle name, my friend. Every man that is sick today, his sickness began with his thought. For as a man think in his heart, so is he. Reckon yourself. Consider yourself. Now, he didn't say consider your body. He didn't say consider how you feel. Why? Feeling comes, feeling goes. Only the word of the Lord stands forever. Feeling comes, feeling goes. Every sickness starts from feeling. So that is why you have to know you are not to consider your feeling. You don't praise God because you feel. Oh, you didn't hear me. Feeling comes, feeling disappear. He said, reckon yourself. Reckon yourself. Reckon yourself. Consider yourself. Count yourself.
Oh, come on.
I know some of you are looking at me like, it's from Africa.